Christ's love is a satisfying fountain. April 5. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. What said Christ to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well? Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The water to which Christ referred was the revelation of His grace in His Word. His Spirit, His teaching, His love is as a satisfying fountain to every soul. Every other source to which men resort proves unsatisfying, but the Word of Truth is as cool streams, represented as the waters of Lebanon, which are always satisfying. In Christ is fullness of joy forevermore. The pleasures and amusements of the world are never satisfying, or healing to the soul. But Jesus says, "Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life." Christ's gracious presence in His Word ever speaks to the soul, representing Him as the well of living water to refresh the thirsting. It is our privilege to have a living, abiding Savior. He is the source of spiritual power in us, and His influence will flow forth in words and actions that will refresh all within the sphere of our influence, begetting in them desires and aspirations for strength and purity, for holiness and peace, for that joy which brings no sorrow with it. Such an experience will be the result of having Christ as an indwelling Savior. Jesus walked once a man on earth, His divinity clothed with humanity, a suffering, tempted man, beset with Satan's devices. Now He is at the right hand of God, He is in heaven as our advocate, making intercession for us. We must always take comfort and hope as we think of this. He is thinking of those who are subject to temptations in this world. He thinks of us individually, and knows our every necessity. When tempted, just say, "He cares for me, He makes intercession for me, He loves me, He has died for me. I will give myself unreservedly to Him." We grieve the heart of Christ when we go mourning over ourselves as though we were our own Savior. No, we must commit the keeping of our souls to God as unto a faithful Creator. He ever lives to make intercession for the tried, tempted ones. Open your heart to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, and let not one breath of doubt, one word of unbelief, escape your lips, lest you sow the seeds of doubt. There are rich blessings for us, let us grasp them by faith. I entreat you to have courage in the Lord. Divine strength is ours, and let us talk courage and strength and faith.